I do all that surviving that day. I don't think that I'm okay. You know, I was going to start this conversation myself. Let me tell you what I had in mind before you told me what you had in mind. And by the way, let me tell you why I love it. I thought that was an absolute monumental performance by the night before last. But I had to be, I had to get to the people some way. I met every day. You know that little boy, I played the thought later about Chris, I didn't tell him the story. I've done Johnson, SOB, see all these medals of honor, but he would never do one if it was posthumous. He'd only go when they were public, the live guys.
Yeah.
He never would do it posthumous. So if I love it, there must have been six posthumous, and I had to have five different ceremonies where I had to go to each one and go down. Each one of these people, you know, the women all cry, and the kids cry, and it just carries you pieces. But this one was really good. I was one of I'll never forget because it was such a moving thing. The little boy, as a matter of fact, had a little head on my after I shook his hand, or maybe after I shook him on his hand, and I asked him, and then I went over and spoke to his brother Carl. Obviously, and that older brother, as is usually the case, was the more shy one. Kevin is obviously human skin extrovert. He said very quietly, starting to whisper. See, they all talk very quietly. They're all the rooms around. I talk very personally to each of them. And he just said, murmurs in the phones. My name's Carl. And little Kevin put it out very loud, so a whole word you just echoed it. He says, no, his name is Skipper. Well, everybody's understood what I mentioned. Carl said, all that funny nickname. And that, I found, was what his father called him. And his father called him Skipper. And his father had never seen Kevin. Except as a baby. See, he went overseas as a baby. When he was a baby, he seemed that it was good. And so Kevin never knew his father. Could not really remember his father.
Sure.
So anyway, the real risk of it, as it later turned out, was that I didn't know if a woman was a peacemaker and any OU she might have been, or what the hell she would say. But it turned out she's apparently a great gal. She was on television last night. She's been in the papers this morning. She says, I always listen to the president. He's absolutely right. I want my two sons to go to Annapolis and serve like their father did. Just terrific.
Isn't it?
I love it. Well, it was, some people will make us a little hokey, but people need to hear a little more. Let me say a couple things about this thing. You know, you've talked before about what your role would be and so forth and so on, and what your plans are. And I know you've got the university and so forth and so on. The thing that I see, Paul, at this point is that any change in your position would be a mistake, and I'll tell you why. I mean, apart from the personal considerations we'll discuss it, but I want you to know why I do it would be a mistake. It's like my feeling about something on Vietnam. Hell, I did terribly on that. Every I did November 3rd and then Cambodia and now Laos, not a bit before this. But I've got to plow the course and I've got to just do it. Now, on the economy, I just believe that our policies are right to the extent that economic policies can be right. I think they're going to work. Nobody can say when. You can no more fix an exact date as to when the economy will be in full production than you can fix the exact date as to when we're going to get out of Vietnam. But my point is that if we work it out, any change in the top command, for example, a change in their situation in particular, would mean that no matter how we interpret it, well, Paul McCracken said he was going to go back to teaching, and it would be interpreted as a change of signals in terms of what the economy, of our economic plan. I don't want any change of signals. I think it's important for us to plow the course and to say, by God, we believe in our plan. We're sticking to it. And that's that. Now, certainly, future time, looking at the personal considerations of that future time, once then everybody gets the parts and finds out they're right, that might be a year from now, then you want to discuss it in personal doing. But I don't think you should not, because what I mean is, I think the act of your doing anything now would be just the wrong signal. You know, that's why I had that, why I talk with Arthur. He had a very good talk, and Arthur's a great follower. I said, Arthur, you just can't get it up and indicate that you don't have confidence in what I'm doing. I said, if you do, I said, then it looks, that destroys confidence. So, but at the same time, and Arthur's playing the ball now. He's playing the game extremely well. Now, I have a feeling, I have an intuition about this economy, and it's just, when I read your notes and so forth and so on, I don't worry about the 6% unemployment. Whether we reach 1065, frankly, I kind of hope we don't. I'd like to miss it by about 15. But at a strongly moving up at that time, far more. I have a feeling that we're going to see a considerable increase in consumer spending. I don't know whether what you're thinking. I don't care about Senator or Michigan or the rest shows, but you can't look. I looked at New York department store sales, for example, and I noticed that despite the late Easter, and therefore a very depressed apparel thing, but the things that really count, you know, how home furnishings, etc., had a hell of a bulge, right? Yes, in New York, that's correct. Now, I have a feeling that consumer, automobiles, like I understand, are good last month.
They're doing better. Actually, they're running at the rate of about 10 million per year. And that's pretty good.
Well, that's better. Now, I have a feeling that with the winter over, the other things going on here, that the economy is probably going to move on with better. But in any event, I think that it's essential that we not have any changes in the top economic team at this time. We've got you, we've got Conlon, we've got Hodgson, we've got Sands, and the rest. We just got to keep everybody pulling together. That's the way I feel. So that's the proposition. Accept it.
Well, I let me say that story in the New York and the Washington Post this morning.
I already have, and Washington Post is
I was alerted to this last night, and
something about your going back,
my going back down. Oh, that's right. This Iraq.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Sure. My response to that, and we're getting a certain amount of pressure flurry on this, of course, is more than sure you are. And I simply said the first thing to say, of course, I serve the place of the president, so it's not needed. I tell you that, so far as I am concerned, I have made no decision. Now, obviously, under pressure from the university, that's inevitable. But I would want to tell you that I don't want to do anything which doesn't help the cause. If a change would be helpful, of course, I'd be mad like to step up.
Well, let me put it this way. I think a change would be harmful. I think the individuals are just following in, and I think we ought to knock the stories down flatly. And is that all right?
Sure.
I think we should, because I think right now, after all the labor and suffering and so forth, the damn thing may begin to work.
Well,
sounds good. We must be doing something, right?
I mean, this.
Look at that silly stock market.
Yes.
Remember when I had those clowns over there, and the Dow was at 630, and that one fellow, Izzy Cohen, got up and says the Dow was going to go down to 510, and all that sort of thing, or 500, or below 500, and so forth. And I got up and I said, now look, I don't have any money, but I buy. None did, or maybe a few did. You know, some fortunes must have been made over since the last 100 months. Did you ever see it over from 6? Well, it's gone on 300 points, 300 points, which is 44%, something like that.
That's right.
Some people have made some money, I think.
Oh, they've made it. Somebody has.
They have to. Somebody's allowed to have. Some must have bought at that low. We have where lots of exchanges.
7 million shares a day were being traded.
Yes, that's right. And so those guys fought and hung on. Wow, look where they are now.
And of course, they bought on the market. It's even nice.
I understand that part. But so I think what we do is to do that. I think we ought to just have Sigler just knock it down.
Now, I would have to say that I am not sure at this time that I, you know, serve out the duration.
I understand. Let's just leave it at
all.
We have no plans to change the council. Let's just leave it that way.
Now, by the way, this leads me to another
thing. Oh, the council, up there, Hal Parker,
right? Hal Parker, as you know, is going to have to back.
Yeah.
Now, if, in fact, I'd like to turn to that for a moment. He would like to leave about July 1st. And so we need to get underway with a replacement.
Right.
I have thought of two or three people. One of them is Jim Schlesinger. What would you think of him?
Yeah, sure.
And of course, he, undersecretary, I think it would work out. Interior. And of course, this would have to be checked out on the Hill. Because
well, you don't have to be approved of the Hill. Yes.
Oh, God.
Talk to him and say that Because he probably isn't, from what you said, he's probably an extrovert type that likes to get out and talk.
He does.
That's great. You
send him around. Very effective.
That's fine. And I have the financial man appeals to me.
Yes.
Well, I have one of them. You see, he said he could be very fine in the international field where Peterson, that was an interesting discussion.
Very, it wasn't very well.
It ought to be repeated, though, but I told George Schultz later that Peterson should have asked for 2 hours rather than an hour and a half. Second, he should not have rushed it so much, because we all, the men there, you can't see the men, they need to talk a little about it as they go along. They need to express themselves, and we do, I do, everybody. By the time he got through, it's just a blur. There's too much stuff. But it was a brilliant thing, and he ought to do it again now. Peterson's got some, and slow it down a bit. What do you think?
Oh, I agree, and maybe limit the scope a little bit.
So. Yeah, there was so much there. If he could cut that down to an hour's presentation, I'd like to see him do it to a group of the leaders sometime. That would be very good. I think the bipartisan leaders might like to hear it.
I think one of the very important
I want to do something about this. these people are terribly important to the future of this country. Terribly important to the future of this country.
The unemployment rate, of course, has gone up substantially for these people. All right, 60,000 of them, but you see, they are leader types. The leader types. After all, Paul, you know very well, that average guy that's unemployed. First of all, you can take the teenagers and the rest and make them anyway. But the average fellow that's unemployed, these days, so he's unemployed, he's unemployed 6 weeks, 2 months, or so far. And so there's about 1.5 million to him. It's bad off. I mean, because he's got unemployment insurance and he's got, you know, all these other things. It isn't a hopeless kind of a thing that it used to be, right?
That's right.
And that's why all this national trauma about the unemployment is just wrong. I mean, this country, this economy's pretty damn strong.
And you know, almost half of the people registered as unemployed this month will not be unemployed next month.
You know, that's a figure that everybody just doesn't understand. Almost half.
In other words, it's a
group. Yeah.
They're off for a while and back to work. May I raise one other question? I've been meeting with a lot of businessmen over the last 6 months. They're in the accounting departments here.
Oh, yeah. Chicago, yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Chicago.
They know how well he lives in
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
But he's from Chicago, right?
Yeah,
Nate Cummings?
Nate Cummings.
Yes. I always thought he was from Chicago, but I'm wrong, I guess.
Well,
he had Cummings in California. There's a Nate Cummings who works in the Midwest and the richest group in Greece.
Oh, my God. He's got, he's got art in his department, literally millions of dollars.
Yeah.
A great guy. And incidentally, I assume they're one of the strong supporters.
See that he's invited. I know him, but I've never seen him around here.
In fact, I passed along to you a comment he made after one of your addresses. You wrote in a note.
Oh, yeah.
And he was appreciated.
All right, we'll put him down. He'll be down.
All right.
He's got a great art collection.
Yeah, just tremendous.
Would he like to be on a special committee for the arts that we're sending out?
Oh, didn't deny you.
I've got just the name.
Just
like I'm going to meet with Glenn Barron in a few minutes just on that very subject. He gave me a number of names. I'm going to take one out and put Nate Cummings on there.
I put Nate on.
I think I'll put Ted Cummings on too. He's in California. Harvard. He's had one of the great functions in the world. But you didn't meet you were going to say, huh?
Yes. One theme that comes out, of course, they're obsessed with this labor cost problem.
I know.
Let's just keep my eyes on
it. Taking construction. All labor. They think, what the hell can you do about labor costs?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, but there's another theme that comes out of here that I think we ought to do something about. The business community does feel that they're unmercifully harassed by, This came through very clearly in this dinner on Saturday night. We have people like Gavin McDaniel, Colonel Brown.
Can't hear you out here last night.
Oh, he was.
All right. Pollution.
Yeah.
And
environment.
And what was it?
Well,
that antitrust.
And antitrust.
You mentioned another one.
The equal employment.
Oh, yes, I know.
And incidentally, fortuitously, I have worked that I do this because I have received a letter from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. There's a point being that we have no Indians on our staff.
Indians?
And
that is bad, too bad.
Well, I suppose there's a single Indian with a PhD in economics.
Why, for Christ's sake, what the hell are they talking about?
But I was glad to get it because I got a little feeling what they're talking about.
The business guy's going.
Yeah, and this letter, I would say, was a rather insolent letter, This point...
Who was it from?
Ex-enemies. I don't know, it's equal in plot. Let me send it to you.
Send it over and say this is the letter I referred to. I'm sure it gets to me.
All right. And I would...
see if there isn't some way we can deepen that.
Yes. Well, Paul, you remember Connelly mentioned this in the meeting yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Maybe we ought to get him in on it. Yeah, he feels very strong at that.
He's superb.
There'd be Pete, McCracken, and Flanagan. Is that another? Yeah, anybody else?
Well, that's enough to start with.
Another fellow that works with him quite often is Colson, and he's, you know, he asks for favors, or
sure.
But I don't know that his, well, he would know what to do. That's the point. He'd know. What about Sands?
I was going to say Morio.
Yeah, there we are. Sands. All right, I'll set up a task force.
All right. I think John would do it, or Pete.
Well, Pete definitely will be there. Pete Flanagan. Apparently, it's going to be on food, you see.
Pete Flanagan, Connelly, Sands.
Yeah. I may just throw Colson in any so that he can write a nice, you see what his job is to sort of very nice letters, and they see that they're invited to the White House, and there's a hell of a lot of things like that we can do in America. So he wouldn't know anything about the substance. But you need a little of that too, you know. And because by God, we are for the business community. You know, I'm against these environmentalists, frankly. I'm for cleaning up the environment, but I've always said that's not making them a whipping boy. Let me tell you, if they got a damn Musty in there, or Diddy Kennedy, they'd kill him. Kill him.
And this is such a, they're such a zealous about this sort of thing, you know. They got a point.
Well, you know, we're not for harassing them, and I hope you always reassure them. I defended them against the environmentalists, and the antitrust, that's another one. We're going to stop McLaren from that screwing around. And equal opportunity is tough, and that's just it. Well, darn, those people are just ideologues.
This is the problem. Jackie Butts, who's vice chairman of AT&T, was at this dinner.
Jackie Butts.
Jackie Butts.
What's his name?
It's a little D, you know, D-U-T-T-S. John DeButts.
Oh.
He's vice chairman of AT&T. This company has really gone out of its way, you know, to try to do things for the black population. And now they have, they're being cited by people out there.
We're not making any points with the black pavilion, so this is just enough to do it.
Now, there are ways to do this. Well,
I appreciate this. But, I want to be sure of this. Is there a clear, please? I must catch you before briefing if I can.
Regardless of the economy, it is what you have.
Yeah, I think so.
You've got retail sales looking back.
Yeah.
My guess is that they will rise about 1% from February to March. Well, that's not much, but that's a 12% rate that keeps going annually.
But I think from March to April they're going to rise more.
And
I feel like spring is going to see that.
That's the kill flower.
Yeah. One thing that usually volunteers at the press conference is this. There was a story in the Washington Post that McCracken was thinking of going back or something, I think. I, of course, I suppose it's on your calendar. I don't know that I met with him this morning. It should be. You could say that the speculation about the chairman of this village council is completely erroneous, totally without foundation. That Chairman Kraken has and his policies have a complete confidence in the president. Just lay it that way. Okay. Good luck. Sometimes you gotta stand up and kick them in the teeth. Okay. All right, fine. How's your friend out there who writes all